Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to our midweek reading here with Triple Chalice Tarot. I'm your host, Fed, and I am super excited to be bringing you hopefully good news as we venture into the new year. Tomorrow is the 31st, so we're saying goodbye to 2015. How about that? So let's go ahead and see what the cards have to say for us. I'm going to start by doing a bit of a shuffle, as I have my cards here with me now. I'm going to assume they are ready to do their telling. Now I'm going to place this card in the present position and line up the rest. Okay, so the present position and what I'm seeing here, it kind of coincides with this action sort of jumping motion. It is the Eight of Wands. And in the depiction of this card, there is a still frame of these magical wands firing through the air. They are firing towards a trajectory. They're firing towards a goal, a destination. And this normally is symbolic for movement, action, affirmative passion. So a lesson for this new year, being in the present position, is you're ready to take on this 2016 with a full burst of speed, energy. You have a bit of desire for what you want. You have a clear perspective of what you want, because this card also signifies having an ideal trajectory. So you're firing with aims towards a goal. So in culmination of this year, you've been working, you've been aiming, you have been aspiring towards something, and this card right now is saying that it is in the process and will begin to manifest itself in the coming year. So now we're going to venture into the Distant Past Foundation. And, ooh, this card is a bit of a downpour because it is the Five of Cups. And in this card, we see a man at a bar, and there are three cups that have been spilled over, signifying sorrow, depression, regret. There's a sense of loss in the scene. But in his wallowing and self-pity, he has no idea that there are two other cups, okay, to the addition of five altogether, but there are two other cups that are standing upright, and they're still filled. But he's so busy being caught up in regret and worrying over his loss that he has no real gratitude towards what really authentically matters or what he still has left and aspiring for in his life. So in the distant past, this is saying to me that perhaps you have experienced a sense of loss, perhaps with relationships, because the cups deals with emotions, deep subconscious emotions and feelings, relationships with other people on an emotional level. So perhaps there's been a breakup, maybe some friendships have went sour and cold, perhaps you even have lost some things, maybe money or changing out of a situation that have brought you grief and sadness. But don't despair. You know, this card is also reminding you, don't dwell in despairing. Obviously, it's in the distant past, so with the present position showing the wands being so assertive and forward pushing, it seems that you probably have gotten over this point in time, but earlier in the year, perhaps you had a sense of loss and had to overcome. Now, the recent past, okay, go ahead and turn this over, is the Eight of Cups, all right? So another Cups card, another emotionally attuned card, and this follows two cards after the Five of Cups, and the Eight of Cups is showing that maturity that I sensed when I was talking about the Five, because the Eight of Cups shows an emotional maturity, graduating emotionally from something, moving on. been in something or an emotional situation for so long and it doesn't bring you the same satisfaction or pleasure anymore. So you're moving on from it. You're aspiring for greater challenges. You're aspiring for more satisfaction out of life, something to give you a bit of your next phase of an emotional challenge. Now, that doesn't always mean turbulence, okay, as depicted in this card, as the young woman is showing a bit of maturity. She seems accomplished, but she also seems pretty bored as well with the mechanism in which wheels the eight cups. So she is moving on from this, and it's like I said earlier in the year, perhaps you did feel a sense of loss. You've lost something, or a relationship was spilled, okay, as we saw in the Five of Cups. But now it's showing that you have picked up you sort of scooped up your tears, you know, you dried yourself off, you wiped off the dirt, and you're now ready to move forward with your life, okay? Now, what I'm going to see here is a questionnaire. So about you who might be listening and this reading is for, I am seeing the Temperance card, okay? And the Temperance is a major arcana card. So major arcana cards deal with the big, hard lessons in life, you know, the lessons that advance us spiritually, that evolve us spiritually and sort of as a person, you know, we develop and we grow by the setbacks, by the heartbreaks, and also by the accomplishments as well. So the Temperance card is a depiction of an angel who is standing with one foot placed in a small pond and her other foot is on land. So this is showing that she has the balance and ability to balance her subconscious and emotional with the concrete realities, you know? So there is no falling into the turbulent waters that you once felt in the distant past with the Five of Cups. You're not so weepy. You're not so prone to get emotionally wrapped up in situations that you once were. This card also depicts moderation, okay? Learning to balance those things. So learning to balance when you need to feel emotionally attached or invested in something and when not to. It also deals with a good lesson of maybe knowing when not to drink or overindulge in a certain activity, more or less being that this card reflects water. It deals with drinking and sort of substance abuse as our bodies are 75% water in most cases. So it's about you gaining that maturity, that newfound maturity that only could be presented to you as a lesson in this year, okay, to not be so watery, if that's the best way to put it, to not be so emotionally falling so deep in it when you get into newfound situations or newfound relationships with people. You have a moderate sense of approaching it now. You have an intellectual and higher guiding sense now and a mindset to say, is this really right for me or am I just falling in it just for the sake of falling, just for the emotional turbulence of it? And for the final result, okay, another eight. So we had the Eight of Cups, we had the Eight of Wands as our present position, and now our final result is the Eight of Pentacles. And think for a moment, the eight in symbolism represents the luminescence, okay, so the never-breaking or never-ending rotation, which is responsive of the universe, you know, life, the constant balance, no, nothing is ever destroyed, it's constantly recycled and in different phases. So think of that. This is a real newfound lesson, and it's giving you, this reading is giving you a newfound perspective and one that was very much necessary for you in your own personal journey going throughout this year and entering into the next. So the Eight of Pentacles depicts a man who is at a blacksmith station, and he's pounding away at this pentacle. Now, suspended along the wall to his right, there are numerous other pentacles, seven in total, and he's working himself on the eighth. Now, you can see, well, you can't see, but I'll tell you, on the other pentacles that he has previously completed, there is different levels of evolution in his process. So you can see from when he first started how plain it looked. And then the second one, he added a little bedazzle to it. And then the third one, he added a bit more of an emblem to it. And the fourth and so on. So it's a growing of craftsmanship. It's an evolution of craftsmanship. So stepping into the new year, you are really letting go of all this emotional ties that you had and are a little bit more focused, if it's safe to say, on your business and financial prosperity and financial growth. I think that's the sort of hashtag for this year, aiming towards abundance, aiming towards financial growth. Everyone out here is really on their minds and on the grind to get it. And this card is definitely showing and reflecting that as well. Also, what's important to point out in this card is that it does take time. It did take this year. So whatever setbacks that you did have that you felt like, oh, well, I'm not at the place where I needed to be, do understand that sometimes things work well when best tested by time, okay? So everything that you learn, everything that you went to, it's not for nothing, okay? There has been a sense of purpose. There's been a sense of direction for you that you've overcome and, you know, graduated from this, and now you're ready to put all your skills into application. Now, this doesn't always have to signify money, okay? This could signify you working on yourself, you building yourself up, building your brand up, building up your own sense of confidence and self-worth, but you are tailoring it to your specific needs, and that's very important. Yourself is very important going into the next year. It's 2016, and it's time to put all the, how do you say, codependency, needing for belonging, all that sort of sense of just wanting other people for validation, needing other people for validation, put all of that to the side and focus on working on yourself. And that is my midweek tarot forecast reading. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you stayed through the entire show, thank you so, so, so much. Tomorrow, have plenty, plenty, plenty to eat. Don't have too much to drink. Remember the Temperance card. She warns about moderation. So play it safe. Have fun. And check out our Saturday show. Again, we will be continuing on with our Elementary of the Tarot, Exploring the Suit of Swords. It'll be really, I'll be joined by my two lovely co-hosts. And with that, I wish you all a happy new year and a wonderful night. Bye.